I guess that sort of segues into my next question about how you'll never do the same show twice. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of material that I repeat, by the way. It's not like you'll come to a show and never hear something that you heard before. I think I've been doing my international House of Pancakes jokes for a solid 39 years. My act, for one thing, evolves as time goes on. When I first started out, I was talking about bussing tables and taking public transportation. And for the last, 20-something years, I've been talking about raising a house full of kids and animals. But I have, there's two things. One is, somewhere in my head, there's 39 years of material rattling around. And although my act is largely autobiographical, my favorite part of the night is just talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? I've after all these years, embraced the flaw of being distracted by the audience. So I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies emerge of audience members, and I use that from which to set my sails. And so I don't know what they're going to say, and therefore I don't know what I'm going to say, and therefore I don't know what the next, sometimes they'll say something that reminds me of a piece of material that I have, and I move in that direction. And other times, I just make stuff up that's unique to just that night. And I've purposely laid in into my act some things that I do where, I occasionally do a PowerPoint presentation, and I ask a person in the crowd if they've done a PowerPoint presentation before, to a group of people, and I ask them about what they do, and I go from there, because the PowerPoint presentation is the enemy of education and intelligent oration. So there are points where I really have deliberately allowed myself to move away from anything scripted.